Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tamar Jacoby's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tamar is one of my favorite people on the planet. She has been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 10 years. We have a special place in our on our website just for her work with us. She's the president of Immigration Works USA, and she's our expert on immigration, and she's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. 10 years, my goodness. That's scary.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Hey, Tamar, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to give you a little bit of news about something I did with my predictions. As you may know, I just did my 14th year in a row, consecutive year predictions for the new year. And by the way, at the end of every year, I go back and review what actually happened to my prediction and give myself a score. And I'm, and you might want to know that I'm 72% accurate. So
okay, that's pretty good.
I'll let you keep that in mind as we continue. But anyway, one of my predictions was that President Obama, in terms of some of the big debates coming up, that President Obama would win the budget debate and debt ceiling debate. He would lose the minimum wage debate, but I also said that he would win the immigration debate.
Gosh, I mean,
what do you think about that prediction?
I do think, yeah, that's really interesting. I do strongly believe that I think there's a very good chance that we're going to get immigration reform done this year. I don't like to think of it as an Obama victory. I think the country needs it for one thing, and if it's a victory, it's almost going to be a Boehner victory, because it's going to be Speaker Boehner, the House Republican leader, who's going to bring the Republicans in the House to do it, not as some kind of favor to Obama, and not as some way of sort of buckling down under the Democratic Senate, but because Republicans need it too, and the country needs it.
I think
there's a good chance we're going to get it done, but I don't like to think of it as an Obama victory.
But why do Republicans need it? They need it because they need seats. They need to improve seats in 2014 to set things up for 2016. And my point is I consider the immigration debate with regard to Republicans similar to the budget debate, which, as you know, they basically just gave him a $1 trillion budget, and you had the O'Hare, the Murray, what was the
Ryan, Mary Ryan, Ryan.
Compromise?
But see, there too, I don't know that I would call that an Obama victory. I mean, we pretty much held to the sequestration, the current sequestration numbers. So I don't know. I'm not sure I would call either of these Obama victories.
The reason I'm calling it that, though, is because in the back of their minds, they saw what happened. They almost messed up big time with closing with the budget deal in October, because they almost let their issue override the catastrophic meltdown of Obamacare, which would have really been a wasted opportunity for Republicans. And they know, as I think I know, and I don't know if you do or not, that Obamacare is going to be bad all the way through the end of the year.
It's
going to be times where it's going to be worse now. I mean, worse than it will be.
Yeah.
And all I'm getting at is, in the back of the Republicans' mind, let's don't do anything. Let's give in whatever we can possibly give in to keep Obamacare on the front burner. And that was the point I was making.
Well, I think that's true about Obamacare on the front burner, but I really do think that if Republicans ever want to see the inside of the White House again, they have to get on the right side of Latino voters.
Yeah.
And Latino voters don't That's not the only reason to do immigration. I also think the country needs it for our prosperity's sake,
right,
for the sake of the high-tech industries that need the PhD engineers, and the sake of the hotels and restaurants and janitorial services that need the workers. Americans don't want to do those jobs anymore.
Right.
For our sake and for our security's sake, we want to know that the only people coming across the border are the bad guys. We don't want my next gardener and your next busboy coming across the making it harder to catch the bad guys on the border. So I think there's lots of reasons why it's in the country's interest and why it's in the Republicans' interest to get it done that don't have anything to do with Obama.
And I agree with you, but how about this for a prediction? Obamacare becomes the best friend of immigration reform. Because of Obamacare, immigration reform finds more acceptable partners in Congress, in Washington. How about that?
Yeah. Well, that could be. I mean, I think a lot of Republicans, I think that adds to a building momentum, put it that way.
Yep.
So I think a lot of Republicans, I mean, since the 2012 election, a lot of Republicans have woken up to the Latino vote thing. And it's not that... it's not that Latinos, we're not doing it as a favor to Latinos. I mean, we're doing it if the country needs it. But I think it's also true that, Latinos, they're like other voters. The most important issues are education and, the economy first and then jobs and then education and all like that. But when they feel like politicians are resisting immigration and don't like immigrants, they take it personally and feel like the politicians don't like them.
Even if their position is not anti-immigrant, but just some of the policies that are being proposed. They still get gigged for it, don't they? You hear it
as a, I don't like you. You know, it just depends on
Tamar, it's like when my wife gets mad at me and I say, what did I say? She says, it's not what you said, it's how you said it.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think, God bless Mitt Romney, but, when he campaigned on the issue and he said, people should self-deport, what people heard was it was like an encyclopedia salesman coming to their door and said, the first thing he said was, I don't really like people like you. After that, it's kind of hard to hear much about the encyclopedia.
Right. It clearly is an emotional issue.
Right, exactly. It's an identity issue, a litmus test issue.
Yeah.
So Republicans, and Republicans, what you're saying has some truth is that I think Latinos probably will give Democrats most credit for doing this. That's for sure. But it's still going to be in Republicans' favor because it won't be an obstacle anymore. And then we can start to talk to Latinos about the things where we have some appeal
If a bipartisan bill can be passed, the debate can become finalized with something in law that's bipartisan, the Democrats won't be able to beat the Republicans up with it anymore.
And then Republicans can talk about small business.
There you go.
And when we come back,
Tamar is going to tell us what that bill might look like if it comes to pass. 20 after, Tamar Jacoby is with Immigration Works USA. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.